Mets are 51-30, and the Phillies are 40-42. Mets are 29-12 at home. Phillies are 21-20 on the road. Here we are in New York at beautiful Citi Field. It's a sunny day out. Mets and the Phillies. Past the 41-800, which I'm sure we're going to fill. The Phillies lineup: Victorino, Polanco, Pence, Howard, Utley, Mayberry Jr., Rollins, Ruiz, and Hamels. R.A. Dickey on the mound. And here we go. We're off to start with Shane Victorino, 225 versus righties. Dickey only allows 215 versus lefties. And Dickey with the first pitch. Ripped to right field into the stands. Foul ball. Oh, somebody's car just, windshield just got broken.
First pitch, 110.
First pitch is 110. Second pitch, guess what? 7-11. Knuckle ball, 68. Of course, he was a ball, but he swung at it. Game time temperature, 86 degrees. Forecast, clear skies. No kidding, clear skies. Let's see that. Dickey set, ready for another knuckleball. And there it is. Down the line, it's a fair ball. Base hit. Had him 0-2. Threw a knuckleball right down the middle of the plate. Placido Polanco hitting 261 versus righties. R.A. Dickey allows 235 versus righties. Knuckleball, 65 down low, ball one. You gotta watch your runner at first, Victorino, he might steal the pitch. Knuckleball, 67, inside, ball two. R.A. started out with two strikes on the first batter, now he's got a run on the first, and he's two behind, 2-0 in the second batter. Oh, ripped to right field, but it gets past the right fielder. Center fielder's got it, but the runner from first is going to go all the way home and score. 1-0 Phillies. That was ripped. But he was behind 2-0. He had to give him something to hit. And boy, did he hit it. And the right fielder, Bay, tried to dive for it and missed it. Hunter Pence hitting 246 versus righties, 12 homers. He's a runner at second now. Nobody out. 1-0 Phillies. Top of the first. Pitch. Knuckleball, 68. It's in there. Just top of the strike zone. 0-1. The pitch. Knuckleball, 69, right down the middle. He should have swung at that one. 0-2. Sets. Knuckleball inside for ball. He took one there. 1-2. Good waist pitch. Should have done that with Victorino. The pitch. Knuckleball. Fouled off. 1-2. Knuckleball right in there. Pence just looked at it, totally baffled. That knuckleball just went beagled by and went by him. Ryan Howard up. They may decide to walk Ryan Howard to get to Utley with first base open and one out. Ryan Howard probably just killing the ball against righties. 262 versus righties. And Utley's got a lot less power. So, R.A. Dickey, with a man at second and one out, is going to intentionally walk Ryan Howard, the power hitter, to get to Chase Utley. No slouch of a hitter, but he's no Ryan Howard either. So that's ball four. And up comes Utley, hitting 262 versus righty, 7 homers. R.A. looking for a double play here. Knuckleball 66 in for a strike. R.A. set. Knuckleball right in there, and it's popped up to the right fielder, Bay. But I don't think they'll run on him from second. No, they won't. Now there's two outs. That was a good move so far. John Mayberry, only 208 versus Rays with six homers. They got a real shot at getting out of this with only one run scored. Knuckleball, 70 miles an hour. In there for strike 0-1. The pitch. Knuckleball, 68. Outside for ball. Tired of me saying, calling the pitch, knuckleball? He isn't throwing much else. I didn't say the pitch, but it was hit up, the base hit up the middle. Runner's coming around, he'll score despite Beltran's great throw. And it's 2-0 Phillies. Not a very good hitter there, and R.A. is letting him get the hit. Not looking good. Jimmy Rollins up, 255 versus left right-handed pitcher. It's first and second still. R.A. is not looking good in this first inning. I won't say the pitch. 67 miles an hour. It's in there for a strike. I will not call a knuckleball for the rest of the game unless he throws a changeup or a fastball. He sets and winds. Ball. 1-1. 2-0 Phillies. Two outs. Two on. Here's the pitch. Ball. 2-1. And the pitch. Rips it foul down the right field line off the walls, stand the walls. 2-2. 24 total pitches so far, 10 balls, 14 strikes. Not a very good ratio. And the pitch. Ball 3, 3-2. Carlos Ruiz would be up next if Rollins gets on. I think he really needs to get the out here. Here's his pitch. That looked like a fastball. Fouled off. The runners will be going since there's 3-2 and two outs on the pitch. There they go. Ball 4. He loaded the bases. This is not good. Not good. Up comes Carlos Ruiz. 325 versus Rays. Five homers. You know, he gives up a hit to him, and this game is not looking good. Especially if it's an extra base hit. Ball one. I think he was really struggling. He may end up with the long reliever here in the bullpen, the rest of the bullpen. I think he sets. In there for a strike. 1-1. Gotta hold the Phillies two runs here. Gotta do it. The pitch. Ball. 2-1. In there for a strike. 2-2. The pitch. Another ball. Here we go. 3-2 again. Cole Hamels will be bat next. So they could just get Ruiz out. Even if they do get, here's the pitch. It looked like a fastball. It's fouled off. Even if Ruiz does get an out or gets a hit or a walk, it'll be Cole Hamels up, and they'll probably give R.A. a chance to recover or get the last out. Rip to left field, going heading foul into the stands. I think R.A. will feel very lucky if he gets out of the sitting with only two runs scored. The pitch. Strike three fastball right down the bottom of the strike zone. And that's the end of the top of the first. 2-0 Phillies, Reyes, Gentry, and then Beltran to start off the bottom. Reyes, Gentry, Beltran, Wright, Bay, Encarnacion, Barraza, Tejeda, and Dickey in the lineup. Reyes, hitting 311 versus lefties against Cole Hamels, 240 against righties. We're in the bottom of the first. Nobody out, nobody on. Cutter, 90, first strike. Just got the corner and strike zone. Hamels ready. The pitch. Look at that curve, and Jose tried to bunt, but it's back to the pitcher, toss to first, and there's the first out. Race is supposed to be a great bunter, and he just saw. Cole Hamels' last start, 7 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 5 walks, 5 hits, 6 walks, 9 strikeouts. He had 3 runs in 7 innings. Craig Gentry, 268 versus lefties. And Hamels with the windup. Fastball in there for strike 89. Windup and the pitch. Fastball inside, 91. Ball, 101. Mets are under play with a record of 6-4 in the last 10 games. And here's the pitch by Hamels. 91 on fastball for ball, 2-1. The pitch. Ripped to left field for a base hit. Gentry's on. When he's on, you got to watch out for him to run. Carlos Beltran, 300 against lefties. Hamels winds up. Fastball for a ball, 90 miles an hour. And here's the pitch. Circle change, 80 out of the strike zone. 3-1. I don't think Gentry's going to go yet. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, ball 3. Gentry may not go at all here. This is 3-0. It might just be a walk for Beltran. The pitch. Inside ball 4, there it is. First and second, one out. David Wright hitting 317 versus lefties. He's got a lot of power. He could bring him back in this game right here. Here's the pitch. Fastball 91 in the strike zone, strike 1. Hamels sets. Circle change 80, down too low a ball. 1-1. David looking to go to right field here, hopefully for a homer. Pitch. He dribbles it down third baseline. Foul ball. Just went foul. 1-2. Here's the windup. Rip to right field, but it looks like the center field is going to get this one. He may tag at second, and he does. Gentry moving himself over to third. Oh, he almost got out. What a relay. They almost got Gentry. So here's Jason Bay hitting 247 versus lefties, but a lot of power. 9 homers. 2 outs, first and third. Bottom of the first, 2-0 Phillies. Hamels sets the pitch. Fastball fouled off. Strike 1. 0-1. And the windup. Rip to left field. It's down line. It's a fair ball. It's rolling into the corner. One run scores. And they're holding him to third. The second to third now. Bay coming up with a huge hit there. 2-1 Phillies, but Carnarcion hit 256 with 9 homers against the lefties. He could easily tie this game up or even put him ahead. Here's the first pitch. Curve, 77, outside ball 1. Come on, Edwin. All we need is a base hit, buddy. Make it 3-2 Mets. Here's the pitch. Curve, 77, inside ball 2. Rod Barajas, I believe, is up next. Hamels ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss the 90 mile an hour fastball. 2-1. And here's the pitch. Circle change in the 80s. It's in there. 2-2. So it goes to 3-2. The runners can be in motion on the next pitch. And here he's the pitch. Ball 389, a fastball. Barajas is up next. Three-two pitch. Rip to right, foul ball this time. He's close. Hamels with the set. Swing and a miss at the fastball, and he got out of it. But the Mets do get one run back, 2-1, going to the top of the second.
Hamblor, the god of hamburgers, set out to create the ultimate burger with all the flavors of a steakhouse. 100% black Angus beef, crispy onion strings, A1 steak sauce, and crumbled blue cheese. It was glorious. The new Steakhouse $6 Burger from Carl's Jr.
Tastes like it's made by the god of hamburgers, and that's just the way it is.
And welcome back. We're at the top of the second here. 2-1 Phillies. Cole Hamels up with Kansari Dickey. Knuckleball. 66 in there for strike. I only said it once. Hey, by the way, folks, today's the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, folks. Fireworks show after the game, so stick by. The pitch. Fly ball right field, base, snagged it. One out. Shane Victorino up, he's 1-for-1 on that 0-2 strike. We'll see what Dickey does here. First pitch. And it's a strike. Here's the windup. Inside. Ball. 1-1. Here's the windup. It's in there and he hits the second. Thrown to first for the second out. Cito Polanco's up now. He's 1-for-1 also. That first inning barrage where they got two runs. And here's Dickey's pitch. Ball one. Lined up. Ball two. 2-0. And he throws. It's ripped up the middle, base hit. Right past through Dickey's legs. So man first with two out. And Hunter Pence up. 12 homers. He's dangerous, so you got to watch the pitch in him here. That's the ball. 1-0. Think he got the first two, but he may be in trouble here again. Here's the pitch. Rip to third. David Wright snags it. Nice play. That's why I got the gold glove. We're heading to the bottom of the second, 2-1 Phillies. Barajas, Tejada, and Dickey up. And we're back. 2-1 Phillies here in the bottom of the second. Rod Barajas up. 316 versus lefties. Hamels is on the mound. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, 92. Ball one. Barajas. That is a lot of homers, mostly versus lefties. Here's the pitch. Fastball down low, ball two. Got 10 homers altogether. And like I said, most of them against lefties. Hamels with the windup. Oh, ripped it down left line. Will it stay fair? Foul! Foul ball. Wait a minute, no. The umpires are discussing this. It looks like they may check out the replay. That may have been a fair ball. If they look at the replay, they could decide it's a home run, and the Mets will tie this thing up. Here's the replay in slow motion. We'll see ourselves. And it looks... Oh, that's close. Didn't get a good angle on that one. That might have been fair. We'll see. Here come the umpires are heading into the... they called it a foul ball on the replay. I was hoping for an overturn there. And Barajas was too. Would have been a 2-2 tie. It's 2-1 pitch now. And here's Hamels. Circle change 80. Just missed on the border. The strike zone. Ball 3, 3-1. And the pitch. Fastball down low, ball 4. And Barajas is leadoff standing with a walk. Ruben Tejada up. 2-0-3 versus lefties. His first at bat. Barajas is not going anywhere. The pitch. Fastball, anyone in there? Strike 1. 0-1. The pitch. Looked like a fastball. Fouled off down the left field line off the stands for a strike. 0-2. Here's the pitch. And the windup. Hit to center field. Center field is coming over and makes the catch. Ari Dickey up. Hitting only 200 versus lefties. He's going to bunt Barajas over to second. That's a normal move. He bunts a foul, strike 1. It's very important in a close game like this that Dickey gets his bunt down. And here's the pitch. Trump bunted it and strike 2. All right, not doing a good job here. Dickey trying to bunt 0-2. He's got to get this down. Here's the pitch. He misses it on the cutter inside. Strike 3 for Ari. Ari having a bad day overall here. Pitching and bunting. In the major leagues, you should be able to bunt. I mean, come on. So it's up to Reyes. 0-1. Two outs. Mano first. 2-1 Phillies. Hamill sets. Fastball inside. 91 ball. 1. And the windup. Fastball 90 in there. First strike. 1-1. And here's the pitch. Looked like a fastball fouled off for strike. 1-2. The pitch. Fastball 89 out of the strike zone for a ball. 2-2. If he throws another ball here, then the runner can run on the next pitch. And he does. Curveball 77 out of the strike zone. 3-2, two outs. And a runner on first, and Barajas will be running on the pitch. Hamels sets. There he goes. It's whacked to second baseman. He gets it. Throws it to first for the last out, and the Mets do not score. Going to the top of the third, 2-1 Mets. Howard, Utley, and Mayberry up next.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Every year you assemble your closest friends to prepare for another season in the knockdown, drag-out world of make-believe football.
Four finishes.
You were born with the one skill every manager needs to play fantasy football. Absolutely no skill playing real football.
Not so good at catching.
Imaginary catches. Imaginary touchdowns. Next up, an imaginary score with an imaginary woman.
Good imagination.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, O Swami of the sidelines. You may come in dead last, but you're always first with us.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And welcome back from our commercials. We're at the top of third, 2-1 Phillies. It'll be Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, and Mayberry Jr. up against R.A. Dickey. Ryan Howard hitting .275 against righties with 20 homers. He drew a walk the last time up. And R.A. Dickey's ready. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball one. Here's the windup. Changeup, 77 for a strike. You don't see many changeups from R.A. Dickey or fastballs. It's mostly knuckleballs. And the pitch. Pops it up. Barajas gets under it and makes the catch. One out. Second baseman Chase Utley up at the plate. The first pitch. In there for a strike. 0-1. Utley hitting .261 with 7 homers. 0-for-1 in the game so far. The windup. Inside. 4-ball. 1-1. And the pitch. Too high. 4-ball. 2-1. Dickey sets. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Stays at 2-2. The pitch. Ripped through Dickey's legs again for a base hit. Utley gets on base. So there's one out, man on first. We'll see if he gets runs. Mayberry Jr., who got a hit the first inning. Dickey's set. Down too low, ball one. Not taking a big lead at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss of the ball out of the strike zone. 1-1. Utley leads off on first. Ari's ready. And the pitch. Foul down the right field line. Foul. 1-2. And he throws. Way outside for a ball. 2-2. The pitch. Ripped to center. Ben Beltran's got it for the out. Nice play. So here is Jimmy Rollins. He drew a walk leading off the game. Utley at first, two outs, 2-1 Phillies in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. 0-1. Important to get these outs at the top of the order here. We don't want runner Ryan Howard coming up. Oh, there goes Utley. It's an off-speed pitch. He's in there easy. I thought he was going to go the first time around, but he waited until this time to steal. So he's at second now. Jimmy Rollins up, and then Carlos Ruiz is after that. So I don't think they're going to intentionally walk Rollins. The pitch. In there for a strike. 1-2. Dickey sets. Fouled off. First strike. 1-2. Wind up. Down low. 4-ball. 2-2. And the pitch. Swung at it. Fouled to the catcher. He throws the first for the last out of the inning. We go to the bottom of the third, 2-1 Phillies. Gentry, Beltran, right, coming up. And welcome back. We're here at the bottom of the third, 2-1 Phillies. Craig Gentry, 1-for-1 against Cole Hamels. And Hamels sets. In there for a strike, a fastball, 88. The windup. Fastball, 89. It just misses the strike zone. It's on the board. He wasn't happy with that call. So it's a ball, 1-1. The pitch. Fastball, 92. Too high. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball, 88. Down too low. 3-1. Beltran would be up next. Hoping for a walk here. Here's the pitch. Swings at it, fouls it off. 3-2 now. I'd be happy with a hit or a walk here, either one. He rips one to left field, but it looks like left field is going to get it. He's waiting for it. And I don't know who that screaming lady was, but she didn't help any. Still an out. So here's Carlos Beltran, who walked in the first inning. The windup and the pitch. Ground to third. Castillo Polanco has it, throws to first. To Ryan Howard, that's the first, second out. David Wright up, 0-for-1. Nobody on, two outs. Looks like Howells is in the groove here. He winds up. Heard the circle change down low in the dirt, but he takes it, ball one. And the pitch. He grips a foul, fair ball, fastball to the center fielder for a base hit. Nice hit, hitting there for David Wright. Jason Bay up, he's 1-for-1. Wright just might steal here. We'll have to see what happens. Cole Hamels is set. Fastball on the top of the strike zone. Strike one, 91. Here's the pitch. Fastball down low. Ball. 1-1. And Terry Collins is famous for going, trying to steal second on a 1-1. And the second pitch, the third pitch of an out bat after two fastballs. Wright's got a big lead. There he goes. Fastball down low, and Wright is in there. Wright got a good jump. And it was an off-speed pitch. So now here's Jason Bay, 1-2 pitch, two outs, right at second. 2-1 Phillies. And he sets. Bay pops it up to right field. And there's the last out. Sorry, Mets fans. End of the third inning, 2-1 Phillies. Ruiz, Hamels, and Victorino coming up.
You're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Jamie!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Due to time constraints, we have to skip the fourth inning and go to the top of the fifth. And we're back. Top of the fifth, 2-2 tie. Hunter Pence, Ryan Howard, and Chase Utley come to bat. Hunter Pence is 0-for-2. Ardiggy's throwing a lot of pitches. I don't know how many innings he's going to go. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Umpire says no swing. Ball one. 1-0. I think he sets. Changeup, 75. He missed. Ball two. Two now. Pence ready in the batter's box. Rips it to center, but it looks like Beltran's going to get there for the out. Ryan Howard up 0 for 1. One out, nobody on. 2-2 tie in the fifth. Ryan Howard's flailing that bat around. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. 0-1. Here's the windup. In there for strike two. Let's hope Dickey doesn't throw a strike here. We got to waste a pitch, make him swing at something. Here's the pitch. It would have been in there for a strike, but he fouled it off. That might have been a little high. Come on, Dickey. Waste one. The pitch. And he wasted one, and he swung at it. It was way out of the strike zone. That's the way to pitch. 0-2, you try and get him swinging something, and Ryan Howard struck out. That's the second out. Chase Utley up, 1-for-2. He stole second base last time up. Here's the windup. In there for a strike. Looks like Ari Dickey's settled down in the groove now. He can go at least the sixth inning. If it's quick, he could go seven, but that's about it. The pitch. Outside, ball one. 1-1. The windup. Looks like a fastball. Fouled off down the right field line into the stands. Here's the 1-2. Oh, right in the corner for a strike. Got him looking. Another strikeout for Ari Dickey. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 tie. Reyes, Gentry, and Beltran coming up. And we're back. Bottom of the fifth. 2-2 tie. Jose Reyes 0-for-2 today. Cole Hamill's still in there. And he sets. Curve 74 down low. Ball one. We're here in New York. City, beautiful city field in Flushing. I'll tell you the total attendance in the eighth inning. Here's the windup. Swing and a miss with the fastball. 1-1. And Hamels with the pitch. Fastball fouled off. 1-2. And he winds up. Rips one to left field. It's in there. Base hit. And Reyes is on first. So far this season he's doing very well. 23 stolen bases, one caught stealing. 958 stolen base percentage. Incredible. So you know he's going to be going. Gentry up. He's 1-for-2. Just a matter of when Terry Collins or Jose is going to decide to go. Here's the pitch. Circle change down low. Ball one. He typically goes after the pitcher has thrown a fastball, assuming that the next pitch will be an off-speed maybe. Here's the pitch. Circle change down low. 2-0. Now he won't be going because this could end up being a walk. Let's see if he goes 3-0 on him here. He sets. Foul back behind the stands. 2-1. Could do a hit and run here. Here's the pitch. Curveball 73 down low. Ball 3. I wouldn't send Reyes here on 3-1 pitch. The windup. Fastball in there. Check swing, but he struck. He went around. Strike 2. 3-2. This would be a good time probably to go. Even if he strikes out, Reyes will probably make it to second. And Hamels doesn't try and pick him up. Here's the pitch. There goes Reyes. Foul down the right field line. Stays at 3-2. Reyes will probably be going again. He doesn't go. Pitch. Oh, swing and a miss. Strike 3. I think that was a mistake, not sending Reyes. But I'm not the manager. Carlos Beltran up 0-for-1 today. Let's see if Reyes goes this time. He's got to go sometime here. Here's the pitch. Rip down left field lane. It's a stand foul ball. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. Strike two. And this could be a good time for Reyes to go again. Here's the 0-2. One out. There goes Reyes. The pitch. And it looked like a fly ball to left field. Left fielder ready for it. He's got it. And Reyes goes back to first. Reyes desperately trying to get to second, but they keep hitting the ball. David Wright, 1-for-2. Two outs. Reyes on first. We'll see if he goes this time. Hamill steps. And David Wright pops it up. First baseman Ryan Howard looking for it. And he's got it. So we go to the bottom of the fifth. Still tied 2-2. Mayberry, Rollins, and Ruiz up next.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Golf Tournament Quiet Sign Holder Upper.
Mr. Golf Tournament Quiet Sign Holder Upper.
Boldly you patrol the line between order and anarchy, armed with only your wits, your resolve, and your tiny cardboard sign stapled to a stick.
Actually, I glued it on.
You protect professional golfers from what they fear most. Idle chit-chat 200 yards away.
Stop breathing so loud now.
Because you know there's one thing this spectator sport could really do without. Spectators.
Get them out.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Sultan of the Shush. We'll keep singing your praises as long as you keep telling us to shut up.
Mr. Carlson, my quiet sign on the road.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And welcome back from the commercial break. Top of the sixth, 2-2 tie. Mari Dickey just threw ball one to John Mayberry Jr. He's 1-for-2 today. All right, looks like he has this inning in him, but maybe that's it. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-0. A windup. Fouled off. Down left field line. Strike. 2-1. The pitch. To the right of third. He likes the long throw. To Edwin and Encarnacion for the out. And the Mets players in the dugout cheering on that play. Already Dickey's gone 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. He's thrown already 92 pitches, and we're just in the sixth inning. Jimmy Rollins up 0-for-1 today. The pitch. Rips it down the third baseline, foul, hits off the wall and stands. 0-1. Here's the windup. Hit up the middle, base hit. And Rollins is on. Here's Carlos Ruiz 0-for-2 today. We'll see if Rollins is going to steal. Somebody in the stands just said he's going to steal. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. See the kind of lead he takes. He's not taking a big lead. Dickey wind up. In there for a strike. 0-2. Here's the 0-2. In the strike zone, fouled off. Down the right field stands. Dickey sets. Oh, he didn't waste one there. He just put it right in there, and Ruiz just looked at it. he shouldn't be swinging at that. That knuckleball just totally baffles the hitters. So two outs, man at first. Cole Hamels up, should be an easy out, hopefully. Aaron first. I don't think they'd steal because if he steals and he's caught stealing, the pitcher will lead off the next inning. I think he throws the first pitch to Cole Hamels for strike, 0-1. The windup. And he hits the left field. Oh! Left fielder dove for it, Gentry, but couldn't make it. Goes to the wall. The runner will score. Cole Hamels just got a double driving in a run. Put him at 3-2. The Phillies have 149 doubles, team doubles on the year. They're third place. So Cole Hamels helping himself out there. Shane Victorino up with one, with two out. He's 1-for-2 today. Runner at second. The windup. In there for a strike. Well, all right, having a pretty disappointing day all around. Two in the first, another run here. Down to the third, right has it, the long throw, and there's the last inning for the out. So the Phillies get another run. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. Willis now warming in the Philadelphia bullpen. 3-2 Phillies. Jason Bay leading off against the Hamels, the lefty. The windup. Fastball in there for strike 91. Bay at 1-for-2 today. The windup. Fastball just missed. 91. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball 76 down and in. Curveball 2-1. Now wind up. Swing and a miss at the fastball, 89. 2-2. Cole Hamels looks like he's may have two innings in him today, 6th and 7th. Here's the wind up and the pitch. And a grounder short. Rollins throws it to Howard for the out. And that's one gone. Evan Carnar sailing up 1-for-2 today. Here's Hamels' windup. Fastball in there, 91. Strike. And the pitch. Fastball in there, 90. First strike. 0-2. Hamels is throwing a total of 85 pitches now. A little bit less than RA's. The windup. Whoa, fastball really high. 91. He just wasted one there. 1-2. The pitch. Curveball 75 down low. He tried to get one and chase one there. It's 2-2. Nobody on, one out. 3-2 Phillies. Top, bottom of sixth. He throws. Fouled off. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Circle change 80 down low in the dirt. So it's 3-2 now. Encarnacion waiting for the pitch. Oh, fastball, anyone right in there. Edwin doesn't like the call. He thought he was out of the strike zone. And he takes him fine. The fans don't like that at all. So there's two outs. Rob Barajas up. He's 1-for-1 with a walk. Cole Hamels seems settled in. He seems throwing well. Fastball down low, 89. 1-0. Pitch. Fastball in there, 92. 1-1. The windup. Down low, fouled it off. 1-2. Hamel sets. Fastball just missed 90 miles an hour. It's 2-2 now. windup. Cutter way inside, out of the strike zone. Barajas just swings at it and misses for the last out. That's the last of the sixth. We're going to the top of the seventh. Phillies leading 3-2.
These days, my dollar just doesn't go as far. In my car, it gets me about 6 miles. On my cell phone, maybe 4 minutes. But at McDonald's, my dollar gets me through the entire day. From sausage McMuffin with egg for breakfast to a tasty double cheeseburger. Thanks to McDonald's Dollar Menu, my dollar gets me right where I want to be. Satisfied.
And welcome back. We're here in the top of the seventh. Phillies leading 3-2 in the seventh. Paul Hamels on the mound, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Jason Bay was 1-for-3 with an RBI and a double. Ari Dickey on the mound with Ryan Howard coming up with 2 batters. Seventh inning, that's Tim Burdick time. And with Chase Utley after that, that's another lefty for, hopefully it won't come to that. Ari's got a little bit left in the tank. Planko up, he's 2-for-3. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. He winds up. Fastball looked like. The center field, Beltran's under it, and he's got it for the first out. The relay back in. Get the ball back in. Hunter Pence up, 0-for-3 today. There's one out now. This is probably Dickey's last batter. He'll bring Burdick in. It's grounded to third. Wright has it. Makes the long throw. In the dirt. Oh, the ball gets by Edwin Garnacion, and the runner goes down to second. Base throw. Not nearly in time. That's definitely it for Dickey. He scores errors E5 for sure. He always makes his errors on throws. So now we're going to... Terry Collins is going to visit the mound. Talking to RA now. They're going to do a double switch here. It's a lefty on the mound. Well, with Tim Burdick pitching, he's only going to pitch to 2 batters. Asking for the lefty, and in comes Burdick. Run on one, one save, 3.72 ERA. Runner at second, Ryan Howard up. So the question is, do you pitch to Ryan Howard or do you pitch to Chase Utley? With one out. John Mayberry Jr. is 2 batters away, so they're going to warm up Eduardo Sanchez, just called up from the minors. Utley, 263, Highland, 272. Howard's got a lot more power. They've decided to take the chances with Ryan Howard up against Tim Burdick, the lefty, only allowing 240 off the lefty batters. Ryan Howard hitting 284 off the lefties. Burdick sets. Fastball away, 92 for ball one. One more. They get too far behind Ryan Howard. They'll probably just intentionally walk him to face Utley. Here's the pitch. There's a strike, 91, right in the corner. 101. And the windup. And he grounds to first. First baseman takes it. For the out. So now there's 2 outs. Chase Utley up with the runner at third. He only hits 205 versus lefties. This would be the last out. If he doesn't get out, then the right-hand Mayberry comes up. The pitch. In there for strike. Fastball, 92. Which would mean Eduardo Sanchez would be the one man coming in against Mayberry. That's a ball down low. Change up. 1-1. Here's the pitch. ripped to short. Oh, what a play by Reyes. The long throw. Will he get him? No, not even close. And the run scores. So now it's 4-2 Phillies. Up comes John Mayberry Jr., which means we'll have another trip to the mound to bring Eduardo Sanchez in. So now the question is, will they do a double switch with the pitcher spot up next in the batting order? I don't think so. They'll just probably just pinch hit for Eduardo. So here's Eduardo, 2-0, no saves, 3.15 ERA. He was sent down earlier this year, but he's brought back up. So here's Mayberry, 1-for-3, only hitting 222 versus righties, 6 homers. Run on the first, 2X. 4-2 Phillies in the 7th. He sets. Fastball, 94 in there. Strike 1. The windup. Slider, 88. It's in the top of the strike zone, 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Slur of 84, way outside. Dart to get in chase one. 1-2. The windup. Slider away, 85. Still trying to get in chase one. 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss at the 96 mile an hour fastball. Eduardo showing that fastball off. And that's the end of the top of the 7th. 4-2 Phillies. Tejada, Sanchez, and Reyes coming up. We'll see if Cole Hamels is still on the mound. And we're back. The 7th inning stretch. Cole Hamels still in there, so Ruben Tejada will still bat. Here's Cole Hamels' pitch. Fastball, 92 in there for a strike. 0-1. The windup. Curveball looked like he bounced the pitcher and Hamels and throws to Ryan Howard first for the first out. Eduardo Sanchez up the bat. I don't think he's going to hit. They have all lefties except for Angel Pagan, who's a switch hitter. So he's about the only one they can use. So here it comes. Angel Pagan is a pinch hitter for Eduardo Sanchez. He's hitting 241 versus lefties. He's not as good as his 286 versus righties. Hamel sets. Circle change 80 down and in for a ball. 1-1. One out, nobody on. 4-2 Phillies in the 7th. Here's the pitch. Fastball 87 down low. Ball 2-0. And the windup. Fastball in the dirt, 88. 3-0. Right now would be a great time to start a rally. Reyes would be up next. The windup. Fastball, 191 outside, not even close, ball 4, and Pagan is on. And Pagan can steal bases, so we'll see if he's going here. Jose Reyes up today, 1-for-3 today. Hamill sets. In the dirt, it gets away from the catcher. Reyes goes to second. No stolen base needed here. We'll see if they score that. They could have scored a wild pitch on Hamels. So a man at second, one out, and Reyes up 1-for-3 today. He's got a ball, 1-0. And here's the pitch. Big curve, 79, way up high. Another ball. Hamels is falling apart here in the 7th, 2-0 now to Reyes. The windup. Looks like a fastball. He fouled off down the right field line into the wall of the stands. 2-1. The pitch. Fastball rounded to short. Rollins gets it. There's the Howard at first. And there's the out. Runner moves to third with two outs. Craig Gentry up. He's 1-for-3 against Hamels. Hamels sets. Fastball in there for a strike, 92. It's the seventh inning, going into the eighth inning, so it'll probably be K-Rod coming in. And then maybe warm up Feliciano, the lefty, in case a pinch hitter, left-handed pinch hitter comes in for Hamels. So here's the 0-1 to Gentry, the two outs. Man on third, 4-2 Phillies, the pitch. Now looks down low, off speed, 1-1. The windup. Circle change 80 in there for a strike. He was just looking. He was fooled in that one. 1-2. Not sure if he used that any extra run there at third. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Still 1-2. Windup and the pitch. Belted down left field line. It's in the corner off the wall. Gentry will take second on a double. The Mets make it 4-3 and bring it a little closer now. The fans are loving this. Pagan scores. The manager has seen enough from Hamels. He's going to take him out. Dontrell Willis, the lefty, coming in 1-5 with a 4.18 ERA. This close the game in the seventh inning? I don't know. Here's Beltran 0-2. Dontrell only allowing 2.11 against righty batters, so maybe that's the thinking here. He sets, he winds up, he throws. Oh, it's it's thrown away off the wall. Goes past the catcher twice. The pitch, and then bouncing off the wall. The pass ball, and the runner goes to third. There's still two outs here. That, of course, was a ball to Beltran. The Mets can tie this ball game up with a base hit here. Here's the pitch. Fastball 90, outside ball. 2-0 now to Carlos Beltran. Fans are cheering away here. The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, 89. 2-1. Beltran has an edge here. Hitters count. Wind up. Fastball in there for a strike. 90. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Fastball 89 down low. Just missed. Right on the edge. Ball three. David Wright would be up next if Carlos Beltran gets on base. Big at bat here. He winds up. Fastball up too high. Ball four. Beltran draws the walk. And guess who's up but David Wright. 1-for-3 today. Dontrell Willis is a lefty. Wright's got lots of power versus lefties. He winds up. Down low. Ball one. This could be the game changer right here. Willis with the pitch. Outside, fastball, 99. Ball two. Willis not looking too good here. He sets. Down low. For a ball. 3-0. Jason Bay would be up next. He also pummels lefties. This could be a huge inning if Wright gets on base. The pitch. Fastball, 91 right in there. He was looking for it. 3-1. Two outs. Two on. 4-3 Phillies here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Outside for a slider. Ball four. And David Wright walks to load the bases and bring up Jason Bay. Charlie Manuel does not bring in a righty to face Bay. This is surprising. He's 1-for-3 today. Bay has to get a hit here. The pitch. Fastball in there, 91 for strike. 1-1. Fans cheering on Jason here. The windup. Fastball outside for a ball, 93. 1-1. He sets. Grounds one foul down the third base line off the wall and stands. It's 1-2 now. Here's the pitch. Way outside, fastball 92. It's 2-2. If he goes 3-2, all the runners can run on the pitch. Here's Wills' pitch. Swings it, grounded to second, four to last out. The Mets just blew a great opportunity. And that's the end of the inning. So that's the end of the seventh. It's going to the top of the eighth. 4-3 Phillies. Still close, still got a chance.
Black is back, and only at Quiznos. It's the Black Angus on Rosemary Parmesan. Quality, thick sliced Black Angus steak topped with melted mozzarella and cheddar. Try it. You're gonna like it. Quiznos. Toasty.
How do you make a tasty sub? There's the Quiznos way, and there's wrong way.
Hello.
Quiznos uses meat sliced fresh daily. Wrong Way uses shingle-packed meats in a bag. Quiznos uses bread made especially for toasting. At Wrong Way. And now, fresh out of the Quiznos oven, is our new peppercorn parmesan turkey with bacon sub. Only $3.49 for a... What the? For a limited time only at Quiznos.
And welcome back. Top of the eighth, 4-3 Phillies. Francisco Rodriguez has been warming up at the bullpen. And Terry Collins brings him in. He's 3-1, 4 saves, 4.42 ERA. Yeah, despite the ERA, his stats are good. 18 innings, 15 strikeouts. Rollins 1-for-2 today. He's 257 against righties. K-Rod only allowing 261 versus lefties. It's important to get Rollins out here, the speedster. Here's the pitch. Curveball, 81 outside for a ball. Today's pay attendance, 41,800, a sellout. No surprise here with Mets Phillies. He sets. Inside for a ball. Fastball, 93. Ball two. The pitch. Slider, 78, down low for a ball. 3-0. If he walks and gives up a hit, they're going to warm somebody up in the bullpen. It's in there for a strike. Fastball 93. With the pitcher spot coming up next, lefty will warm up. And despite being down 4-3, I believe J.J. Putz will warm up. 3-1 now to Rollins. Here's the 1-3-1. Ripped down the right field line to the stands. 3-2 now. Very important to get Rollins out here. Here's the pitch. Last one to right field. Oh, it hits the pole. This ball is gone. Jimmy Rollins. Last one off of K-Rod. Hit right off the pole. I'm sure you can hear it. Rollins rounding the bases, and K-Rod is not happy. The Mets fans are not happy, and I'm not happy. 5-3 Phillies. So here's Carlos Ruiz, 0-3 today. That home run measured at 344 feet. Pitch by K-Rod. Fastball in there for a strike, 90. 0-1. He sets. Foul off. 0-2. The windup. Changeup 85, just missed outside. Ball 1. 1-2. Ruiz waits for the pitch. Off speed pitch, he fouls it off. still want him to. The pitch. Another off-speed foul off. Here's the 1-2. Another curveball. Hits the right field. He's flipping back to the warning track, but it looks like Bay's got it. And there's the out. A lot of sun out there in right field and center field today. And here comes Jim Thome. And I don't believe we're going to be seeing K-Rod, who's getting hit by lefties this year. Feliciano's warming in there. So he's going to come in. Feliciano, 0-3, 2 saves, 1.80 ERA. 15 innings, he has 13 strikeouts. Jim Thome only hitting 211 versus lefties. He's a powerful hitter, but maybe not so much against lefties. That's what Feliciano is for. He sets. Slider, 78, way outside. Ball one. Mets fans are not happy with that. The windup. Looks like a fastball foul off down the left field line into the stands. 1-1. There's the pitch. Slider in there for strike 75. 1-2. The pitch. Fouled off. 1-2. The pitch. Slider outside for a ball. 2-2. He sets. Fastball. Blew it right by an 88. Struck him out. That's two outs. Shane Victorino up. And you hate to waste J.J. Putz in a 5-3 ball game, but the Mets still want to try and see if they can get this game. Meaning on the mound. And Putz will be coming in. Double switch. Jason Bay was up last, which means Lucas Duda will double switch and bat ninth. And out comes Collins asking for the righty. Here's Putz. 0-0, 16 saves, 2.63 ERA. Doing very good work for the Mets this year. So here's Shane Vigorino, 1-3. There's two outs, nobody on. J.J. Putz only allowed 200 batting average versus lefties. Got to watch out for the bunt here, Shane. Oh, flying Hawaiian. Here's the pitch. Splitter down low, out 86 down low for a ball. 1-0. And he sets. Looked like a fastball. Fouled off down the left field line. 1-1. Here's Putz's pitch. Hit down the left field line. Can Gentry get to it? No, it goes into the stands. 1-2. Two out, nobody on. 5-3 Phillies. They cannot allow any more runs from the bottom of the eighth. Fouled off. Still 1-2. And the windup. Fastball. Hit down the right field line. Foul into the stands. Putz trying to get that last pitch to get the third out of the top of the eighth. The pitch. Down low, a splitter, 85. 2-2. The windup. Fastball down low, but he swung at it. Strike three. And that's the end of the inning. So we go to the bottom of the eighth. 5-3 Phillies. Mets looking to come back. And we're back here, bottom of the eighth. 5-3 Phillies. Jose Contreras coming in. 2-2, 1 save, 3.38 ERA. He'll be facing, not be facing, Edwin Encarnacion. obviously the choice will be Ike Davis. Even though he's a power hitter, he plays first base, so he's going to bat first. Ike Davis, 286 with 12 homers this year. Very good. He'll be looking just to get on base here. A home run won't do it. Contreras sets. Fastball down low. 91. Ball one. 1-0. The windup. Fastball down low. Ball two. 2-0, Ike. I'd be very happy with a walk here, Mike. And he grounds to third base, of course, to throw to first. In the dirt, but Ryan Howard makes a nice scoop. And that's an out. Bob Ross up, but we won't be seeing him. It'll be Josh Tolle, the catcher. Tolle hitting 316, three homers, surprisingly. Contreras sets. First pitch. Change up, 80 down, low in the dirt. 1-0. Mets need to rally here or they're going to face the ace closer. The pitch. Ripped down the left field line, foul. We want to rally now and not the ninth against the closer. The windup. Fastball inside for a ball, 92, 2-1. Need to get someone on base here. Here's the pitch. And Tolle flies out to right fielder. He's waiting for it and makes the catch. City Field just got really quiet. Henry Bejada has been in there against the lefty. Will not come out now for Daniel Murphy and play second base. That's the last batter on the bench. They have no more players. If they did a double switch, they should need a pinch hitter unless it goes extra innings. Murphy hitting 297 versus righties. Contreras very good, 187 against left-handed batters. Fastball up high, but he swung at it. Strike one, 0-1. Wind up. Swing and miss with a slider up high, 85, 0-2. Things not looking good here. We're looking at going to the top of the ninth. Pitch is fouled back into the stands. It's 0-2 on him. He's got the advantage here. Here's the pitch. He races one down low, fastball. Try to get him chase it, 1-2. The windup. Fouled a fastball off back behind the stands. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Fastball grounded to third. Polanco throws to first to Ryan Howard, and they get the out. So that's the bottom of the eighth is done. 5-3 Phillies going to the top of the ninth. Polanco, Pence, and Howard will face J.J. Putz. We'll be right back.
Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Arms swinging, knees bending, head bobbing to no particular.
And welcome back. Top of the eighth, 4-3 Phillies. Francisco Rodriguez has been warming up at the bullpen. And Terry Collins brings him in. He's 3-1. Welcome back. Top of the ninth, 5-3 Phillies. We got J.J. Putz against Polanco. He's 2-4. He's hitting 266 versus righties. Putz just hoping to keep it close for a comeback against their closer. Here's the pitch. Fastball, 96 up, too high, ball one. Definitely got to keep him from scoring again, or this game's over. Here's the windup. Fastball ripped to left field, but it's a fly ball. Gentry waiting for it, and he's got it. And they're throwing the ball in. Bottom of the ninth, Lucas Duda, Jose Reyes, and Craig Gentry. They'll probably be a pinch hitter for Gentry. Hunter Pence up 0 for 4 today. And here's Putz's pitch. Fastball fouled off. Strike one. Putz sets. Another fastball fouled off. Still 0-2. And here's the pitch. Fastball down low, just missed 94. 1-2. Got a windup. Fastball down low, did he swing? The umpire says no, he did not swing. 2-2. The pitch. Fastball ripped to right field, but it's a fly ball to the right fielder who catches it. Lucas Duda out there now. This guy is going to come up to bat next inning. And here's Ryan Howard, 0 for 3 today. 272 versus righties. Putz only 190 versus left-handed batters. Two outs, 5-3 Phillies, ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled off down the left field line to the stands. Quick long. The windup. Fastball down in the corner for a strike. 0-2. Let's see if he finishes him off. Tries to get him to waste the pitch or what. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Try to get him chased with a fastball inside. 1-2. He sets. Howard waiting for the pitch. Looks like an off-speed pitch up the middle, but Danny Murphy's right there. They were playing on their Howard shift. Excuse me, that was Jose Reyes. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. Duda, Reyes, and Gentry up next. Welcome back. As I predicted, Jonathan Papelbon, the closer for the Phillies, will come in. 0-1, 18 saves, .56 ERA. Not an easy job here for the Mets. It's 5-3 Phillies in the bottom of the ninth. Stoops now warming the bullpen, just in case. Lucas Duda, 2 for 80, 11 homers. And here's the pitch. Fastball inside, just missed, 94. Ball one. Mets need a huge comeback here to off of Papelbon. It's going to be really tough to do, especially two runs down, not just one. Here's the windup. Splitter 90 in there for a strike. He just looked at it. 1-1. Papelbon sets. Fastball fouled off down the left field line into the dugout. And here's the 1-2. Fastball out of the strike zone, and Lucas Duda chased it. Strike three, one out. Now it's up to Jose Reyes, 1 for 4 today, 278 versus righties. Definitely Reyes to get on base here. No doubt about it. Not that he's going to steal, but we need a run base runner. Here's the first pitch. Fastball 96 for a strike. 0-1. One out, nobody on. Mets need a rally. The windup. Fastball 96 up too high for a ball. 1-1. The pitch. Tried to bunt at a slider out of the strike zone and fouled it off. 1-2. Nice try by Reyes there. That's twice now that he's tried to bunt and he couldn't do it. So much for his skill for bunting. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled away. Stays at 1-2. Wind up. Fastball down low for a ball. 2-2. The pitch. Swung one, looked like out of the strike zone, fouled it off. Still 2-2. Pavlon sets. Fastball strike, foul ball to the right side into the stands. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Splitter down low for a ball, 88. It goes full, 3-2. And wind up. Ball head up the middle. Shortstop Rollins has it. Throw the first line at first, and that's the second out. Looks like no rally here. Craig Gentry's up, and the bench is empty, so he's going to have to bat. 2-for-4, but he's only hitting 190 versus righties. Pavlov 194 against right-handed batters. I admit it, folks, this game is over. Mets have beaten Phillies have beaten the Mets. The pitch. Slider outside of U5, ball one. Need Gentry to get on just to get tying run to the plate. Pavlov throws. Ripped to right field, but it's a fly ball. And Oakville has it for the last out. The Mets have lost to the Phillies. Pavlov gets the save. That moves the Phillies back to only 10.5 games out. Still plenty of time left for the Phillies to make a race of it. Player of the game is Jimmy Rollins. Rollins went 2-for-3 with a homer. He dinged it off the pole. Gave him some insurance, but didn't make the difference, really. Cole Hamels gets the win 7-2. Dickey takes his fourth loss, 12 wins, and Pavlov got his 19th save. Looking at the box score, Reyes went 1-for-5. Gentry went 2-for-5. Beltran went 0-for-2 with two walks. Wright went 1-for-3. Bay 1-for-4. And Carcione 1-for-3. Ike Davis pinch hit, nothing. Barajas 1-for-2 with a walk. Tolle pinched hit for Barajas later and was 0-for-1. Ruben Tejada at second base 0-for-3. Murphy came in to pinch hit, went 0-for-1. Dickey 0-for-2. Burdock Sanchez didn't bat. Pagan came in and got a walk as a pinch hit and scored a run. K Rod Feliciano didn't bat. Duda pinch hit and went 0-for-1. Gentry got his 10th double, Bay his 7th double. David Wright made his 6th error of the year, which costed us one run, so it didn't make the difference. David Wright also had his 12th stolen base of the year. Ari Dickey went 6 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. Burdock came in, gave up 1 hit and got an out. Eduardo Sanchez just called up, got an out, a strikeout. K-Rod came in and blew it. Got one out, but gave up a home run. Feliciano, the lefty, came in and got his job done. He got one out. And Putz finished it off with inning and third. It was perfect. So that's the end of the ball game, folks. See you next time. Third game of the Mets-Phillies series here. It'll be a right-hander this time for the Phillies, so you'll see the normal Mets lineup. And it's Sean Markham, the righty for the Mets, going.